How much of that's down to the current captain, Chris Robshaw?
Yeah, I think the captain's part of it. I think people underestimate the role of other players that support the captain. Gone are the days where you've got a, sort of an iconic leader at the top and everyone else is sort of well underneath and they all follow that person into battle. I think it's, at least your model's a lot more level than that. I think there's a lot of other people involved, both from players and coaches. But clearly you want a captain whose values are in tune, are consistent with the team's philosophy, and Chris does that. Now, you know, will he do it forever? No, we need other captains and other leaders who can step up for all sorts of reasons, injury, form. But for the time being, for the Six Nations and going into the South Africa Tour, he's definitely the right man for the job, and he's had an unbelievable season. When you look at what he's done with Harlequins, I think he got the Aviva Premiership Player of the Season. He was captain of the Aviva Team of the Season. So he's had a good year.
Well, you've just announced your squad for the South Africa Tour with 13 uncapped players. Is there anyone in particular that you're really looking forward to seeing in a full England shirt?
The injuries we've had have presented opportunities to all sorts of players. I'm quite fortunate in that my old role, the Saxons role, gave me an opportunity to work with a lot of these players who are coming into the squad now. So there are very few new faces to me. I haven't coached Christian Wade before, so I'm looking forward to meeting him and working with him. But the likes of Tom Johnson or Carl Ferns, you know, these guys played last year in the Churchill Cup, and I'm looking forward to meeting them again. These sorts of lads have had good seasons.
Well, Stuart, being down here in the southwest, I can't not ask you. There are a lot of rumblings and moans about the lack of representation from the Exeter Chiefs in your 42-man squad. Hayden Thomas and James Gaisbrook both made the Premiership Dream Team, and James Gaisbrook was also shortlisted in the Player of the Year for the Premiership. Now, given all the injuries you've got in the back row, people down here are asking, what more does he have to do to get on the plane?
Yeah, he was close, certainly. There's a list of seven. Stephen Armitage was another, as was David Seymour from Sale, who played a very similar role to James Gaisbrook. You know, part of the dynamic that we've got to achieve in terms of balance is getting the right blend in that back row. We haven't settled on that, and certainly James is by no means out of the equation. Tom plays at six for Chiefs. He played seven for me last year in the Churchill Cup. In terms of back row ball carrying, he certainly does that for us. James plays a different role at Chiefs. He does it very well. But he's just missed out this time. He's very close. But equally, you know, the door's certainly not shut on him or any other player. And that's it. You know, there's no doubt club form has gone a long way, pushing up the pecking order. It does help when your team's going well. There's no doubt about it.